is coming soon. And I fear the river's overflowing. I hear the voice of rage and ruin. Don't go around tonight, it's bound to take your life. There's a bad moon on the rise. Take this other moment to entertain you and the folks out there. I wish I had jokes. I know of no jokes. None that are good for the radio anyway. It'd probably be very poorly chosen and bad delivery. But needless to say, go and check out some deadharrison.com. Yeah, you're gonna hear definitely what's different than you're hearing right now, and I hope that's a welcome change. you're just gonna have to deal with it, I guess. But yeah, man, all of you, we've been doing this for so long, and it's like, and not near long enough. I mean, we still have so much life to live and so much more music to give, because it's all for you. And now, hopefully, everybody's got their things tuned up.
Sorry, I'm still tuning.
Well, you're gonna have to hurry up, man! See, this is the problem with using standard technology to do a musician's job. I would love to be able to just keep talking and say all the things, sorry. But then it's like, you need the silence. You can't have even words, because words affect the tuner.
Sorry.
deadharrison.com. Guarantee. We'll rock your socks off. This is Nameless Dream. so much more than they ever were before. So cool. So dynamic. How's everybody else's day been going? I hope it's awesome. I hope it's really been so sweet and so awesome for everybody, because we can't have anything other than awesome. 'Cause everything is awesome! And this next one is called Black Collar. I feel the weight of society's mean. Think to myself, what can I do to relinquish all that I've seen? Their fingers to the bone, and all to make the rich their riches, no for none of them we champions must unite. Serve yourself and what is right. Don't let them keep you down. Stand up, take the crown. Again and again. Remember, deadharrison.com. Remember, March 31st, the Jungle Community Center, Somerville. 9 o'clock. Nine. That does not mean no, you cannot go. You will join us. Join the darkness at deadharrison.com. Once again, let's join the darkness at 1-800-DEAD-HARRISON.com. 1-800-DEAD-HARRISON.com.
Call the internet right now.
Support your local Wi-Fi.
This is Blood on the Moon.
Love my
sets her eyes from a glass. Love mixed with wine. She whispers to me sweetly, it will be yours for evermore. That's why I love you. Till we meet again, so I say, my friend, good night. Dark angel of my fiery heart. For you, angel of my bleeding heart. It's true, angel of my fiery heart. It's you, angel of my bleeding heart. It's you, kiss my soul for evermore. That's why I love you. Do we meet again? So I'll say, my friend, good night. Our love, my.
You're 6 feet in the ground and become space dust once again.
Space dust!
Space duster! Space duster! And I believe this is our last song for you tonight. This one is one of the beginning, one of the first of this band getting together and doing the things. This is She Dwells. Takes away, death leads me on.
another day.
MFO 91.5 On the Town with Micah D. This station rules.
Oh, do you want to go green? Have you heard about the walk slash ride days on the last Friday of every month? You haven't? Alright, well then listen up. The Green Streets Initiative is a local grassroots organization whose walk slash ride days are sweeping the towns of Cambridge, Medford, Somerville, and more. The idea is simple. On the last Friday of every month, people all over the cities choose to give up their cars for alternative modes of transportation, such as walking, biking, riding public transportation, carpooling, horses, unicycles, rollerblades. These are all also acceptable. This throng of walk-slash-riders stands out from the rest by wearing something green. Their green status makes them eligible to visit participating businesses, who offer fabulous incentives. Discounts, freebies, and raffles are a few examples of what a green sporting walk slash rider might discover on his or her journey. So, let's create a citywide party that includes citizens, businesses, and retailers alike, celebrating by going green. Your next walk slash ride day could be coming up soon. So don't forget to wear something green on Friday, and check out www.gogreenstreets.org for more information. This is a public service announcement courtesy of 91.5 WMFO and the Green Streets Initiative.
First scene around the desert, bumping a prickly cactus. I said, you out of water? She said, no, out of practice.
And she said, come and quench my thirst, cause I'm a different kind of dry. Oh, the wheel she raised a tattletale, tail up high, and gave a shake of a rattlesnake. Shake of a rattlesnake. Shake of a rattlesnake.
Shake blankets, the tumbleweed as pillows. I said the stars are watching, she said no armadillos.
Oh, was it just a military sweat? Was a smile just a whore? Was a kiss that pulled my backside saddle? So merely the kiss of a rattlesnake. Kiss of a rattlesnake. Kiss of a rattlesnake. I should've known better. Not all gods, evil varmints, come wearing forked tongues, scaly leather garments. In fact, quite often, they look a bit like me. She left my heart butt naked, blew off just like some vampire. Now I eat by my lonesome, by candlelight, no campfire.
Oh, I'll put her in my past. Drop back on my smile, and instead of shedding tears of a crocodile, I'll shed the skin of a rattlesnake. Skin of a rattlesnake. Skin of a rattlesnake. Skin of a rattlesnake. Skin of a rattlesnake.
to state the obvious, and I know you don't. On the Town with Mikey D, 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford. That was just Happy Little Clouds with Fool. And before that, Think Tree with Rattlesnake. And before that, Dead Harrison played live in Studio D. And they're right here for your interviewing pleasure. So I read on the news that British princess, this new one, named Meghan Markle. She named her kid Prince Boo Boo, like gave him his middle name was Harrison, because Harrison is like her favorite Beatle. Do you guys have an explanation for that?
Yes, it goes in. It's actually the whole story of where the band was, and we were running by a different name before. We used to be Mortuus Ortus. And the thing is, it's a
no, nobody can.
It's a Latin name. Nobody can pronounce it. And yeah. You know, people were thinking we're a black metal band and all that stuff. So it was like, oh, you know what? We just it was time for a change. And so we were like, we got to do this smartly. We want people to remember who we are. So, and a good name is definitely one of those things. So took Mortuus Ortus and put it back through translation, and it was Dead Having Arisen. And as I was writing out Dead Having Arisen, George Harrison popped in my mind as I was saying Having Arisen. So I was like, Dead Having Arisen, Dead Harrison, Dead Harrison. Man, that just sounds so good. And that is the story of the Mortuus Ortus.
Like, it's less work than the Dead Kennedys, because, you know, that's a whole family. You know, this is just one dead guy.
There's only one. I mean, Harrison Ford's still alive, so.
Yeah.
You know, but there's plenty of dead Harrisons out there. Not that we want to make any more, because we are the last.
So if there is any other Dead Harrison band out there...
They will give us credit.
Are you going to send a cease and desist letter?
Yes. Yeah. Oh, man.
I wanted to start a band just called Cease and Desist.
That would be a good one.
Yeah, but there's probably already one out there.
Might send you a cease and desist for that.
more cease and desist orders for all the bands around. So yeah, it's been a long haul. We've been doing this for 10 years now, being Creative Energies, and, you know, I mean, just getting into the name of things. And so where does Dunarizin come from is creative.
How many years were you guys Mortuus Ortus?
Out of that, I want to say, it was probably a good 2 or 3 years out of that 10. You know, because the band Dead Harrison, even though we had a name for a little bit that was Mortuus Ortus, it's still, we're the same band.
Yeah.
It's the three of us. So, yes, we've been doing this together for 10 years. And so, it definitely took a little bit of, like, figuring out the things to make it work good on a general scale. Not that you're, like, trying to sell out or not, or anything like that. You just got to think of things that are going to connect with people. And so, it was great.
So you don't want to have, like, a sea of miserable faces or anything?
But we are a sea of miserable faces. That's who we are.
So let's talk about this exciting new place called The Jungle. Do you guys know anything about it?
No.
I only know that it exists. That's about it.
Basically, the only thing that I know about it is that it's pretty much being spearheaded by Carissa Johnson in the terms of bringing in a lot of local shows and local acts. And we've been working with her for a while now. I mean, not necessarily on a personal level, but I mean, we've done stuff with Carissa, and Carissa's an awesome person.
Yep.
And
yeah, we love Carissa Johnson here on the Mikey D Show.
So it's like any chance that we get to work with her and do some stuff and promote, especially that place. I mean, that's, you know, musicians supporting musicians. That's what we're all in this together, like I've said many times before. And we got to help each other out. We got to push the word as best we can and keep it alive.
So I have to admit this band named Lobotomobile.
Everybody.
That's an awesome name. I don't care if they're any good or not.
And they're good.
Yeah, they're good. Yeah.
No, Lobotomobile is definitely. They're gonna give you a show.
And, like, is it Lobotomobile is on the bottom of the bill? Is that really? No, that's
or
not
is
a
it
good
Lobo to Mobile?
It's like a lobotomy, but to go.
Yes, lobotomy to go. Lobotomobile.
Well,
coming
yeah, because
around,
of like rising healthcare costs.
Absolutely,
you can get your operations to go now.
Think of what you'll save with your health insurance.
Drive through lobotomy.
And they just put your brain in a bag, and you're all set.
Lobotomobile coming round.
You can do whatever you want with it.
Glorious,
a nice Chianti.
And mad.
And then, like, you probably need like a selfie stick or something. Have like you and your brain, and then that's gonna be it. You're probably not gonna remember much after that.
No, and then you can put it on top of a bunch of pill bottles and be like, this is your brain on drugs.
Life is
any questions?
I thought that was scrambled eggs, but or fried eggs rather.
Scrambled eggs, that's what scrambled that song eggs. Yesterday, that was originally
yesterday.
Scrambled eggs. But then Paul McCartney got this, like, or the fake Paul McCartney, like
Paul.
He was like, wait a minute, we can sell out on this.
Oh man.
When but actually, they get a scrambled eggs would have been a more popular song. Everybody knows what scrambled eggs are.
Yeah. Scrambled eggs. That's what I feel like right now. My scrambled eggs. My brain is
like
scrambled
that
eggs.
Song on Frasier, toss salad and scrambled eggs.
What is happening?
That's they're a different kind again. Of radio show. Are we taking calls?
1-800-DeadHarrison.com.
Call that internet now.
So, is this like close to like one of the first shows at this place, or I don't know?
I believe so. I believe their opening premiere show was this past Friday.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, they are relatively new to opening.
And basically, and, you go to like Union Square, Somerville, in the middle of the construction, and then you just ask a cool-looking person, and they tell you where.
Hopefully,
where to go?
Because I have no idea where I'm going yet.
I know where it is. I've looked it up.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's close for me. I live in Watertown.
Google Maps.
Now everybody knows where to find
Street
me.
Street view?
I shouldn't have said that.
Satellite view.
Oh, satellite view.
Yeah.
I love looking at roofs.
Well, yeah, you can see if, like, you know, if it needs repair.
I love checking the old places where I used to live and see if my car is still in the picture.
do you like to leave the picture or not?
You like to leave old cars when you like leave a residence?
Not particularly. You can get money for that.
Yeah. No, they just, you know, sometimes you got the old.
Come get my picture. Car. It's $100. All right, thank you.
But you have to have the title though. That's complicated.
Well,
Title? Like, where are you going to find the title?
It depends. Like, how you just move the car.
You're like moving everything. Like, you're not going to be I'm going to have the title right here.
It's important documents. That's what the file cabinet's for.
Forget the car. Like,
just forget about it.
It comes with the place, man.
Yeah, we'll get a new
Eventually,
one.
You just make like a Cadillac ranch everywhere you go with your car sticking out of the ground.
Sounds devastating.
Lawn darts with Cadillacs.
Oh, I remember that lawn dart song. Is that banned now? The song about lawn darts?
I don't know, is it? I didn't know there was a song about lawn darts.
Oh, it was because lawn darts were banned.
Right, I remember lawn darts being banned. So yeah, they banned the lawn darts.
The band, they're from Providence, so they count as local.
Oh,
Ed's Redeeming Qualities. They had a song about lawn darts being banned.
Oh.
You should check it out. Just look up lawn dart on the interwebs. Check it out. You might like it. You might not.
Lawn dart banned.
But if you don't like it, you can stop listening in the middle of the song. Because we have the technology now. Like back when there was vinyl records, you know, if you wanted to like stop listening in the middle, you might ruin the record for
unless you turn
for everybody behind you.
Speed down.
That's what we need to do is put everything on record so people have to listen to it till the end. You can't turn off Dead Harrison in the middle. You have to listen to us in our entirety.
Yeah, don't turn off the Dead Harrison.
This guy's doing some acoustic scratching here.
Yep.
Which I've never seen acoustic scratching before. That's
well, we haven't either. It's
It's pretty good.
Yeah. Breaking new ground every day.
Because sometimes we're just a little strange.
Well, I had this idea of doing an acoustic techno band.
That could be fun.
Mm. Yeah.
The cheat. What have I told you about? The system is down.
So you guys have other events going on besides that. You want to talk about your other events in case, you know, people are out there in Spaceland?
Well, we got the thing coming up in Nashua.
Yeah, you know, I don't have.
Days.
Yes. Saturday.
Good old Flight Center doing an acoustic performance that evening.
You want to tell people what the Flight Center is?
Absolutely. So that is a place where you can choose from a wide selection of around 50 different beers on tap and get various flights or pints or what have you. And we're playing there again. We've had a show there once before, and
twice before.
So you don't need a pilot.
They like us.
No, you do not. But it helps.
Do you need a parachute?
If you're planning on going by air and airdropping to the location, then yes, you would want a parachute so you don't die. But otherwise, there's great parking, you know, kind of nearby if you want to take a car like a normal person.
That's right.
You could be extreme.
Nashua,
let the bodies hit the roof.
Maybe you want to do a halo jump to, you know,
extreme. If they're if extreme go to that show, they're taking limos, guy. Like, they're not taking like they're not parking.
No.
Well, I guess we'll have to call up extreme and be like, dudes, can you guys drive us to our show?
Can we ride in the trunk of your limo,
please?
in the trunk of your limo, please.
We can play while you're driving. But yeah, so you got the Flight Center, then you got the jungle.
Which is not fight. It's not fight center.
It's not, no, the, it's flight. Not the
no,
flight.
No,
flight
do not confuse it with the fight center.
Taking yeah. flight.
Yeah, because you don't talk, the first rule of the fight center is you don't talk about the fight
oh,
center.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, 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 absolutely.
Yeah.
We already broke the first rule.
Oh, no.
Oh, boy.
You're doomed. Then what do we got? I don't know what's oh. happening next.
We got our...
there's something metallic something.
Yeah.
Metallic onslaught up in yeah. upstate New York. In
Finger Lakes region.
In Clyde, New York.
Yeah. We'll be out of town.
You'll be out of town at
we'll
at
be out
TFL.
Of town because we'll be in New York.
Absolutely.
Yeah, actually, we're going to be out of town quite a few times this summer coming up. We've got Doom Days of Summer.
Yep, I'm seeing that one here.
Maine. That's like, calendar. What, Labor Day weekend?
Oh, yeah, that's definitely yeah. got that thing lined up. We have
it's a big
Wave Breakers.
Wavebreakers is going to be a big show at Hampton Beach coming up in the summertime. Yes,
and we got some other like distance ones that we're working on right now.
We're going the distance.
Toledo and Detroit. And Brooklyn. So we're getting out there. Get way out there.
Did you guys talk about the barbecue one? I don't remember.
No,
if you talked
that's
about
actually our 10 year anniversary.
Yes. Yep. Big show at a great barbecue place also in Nashville. Just so, kind of our yeah. home base.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Beers, barbecues, Dead Harrison.
So be great
all,
bands.
All your needs are, yeah. are met.
Yeah. All three food groups.
All three food groups.
All three
yes.
food groups, and all the music types. I mean, we're gonna have electric plugged in going on inside, and in between those acts, we're gonna have acoustic outside.
Acoustic techno.
We're gonna have some acoustic metal. Yeah. Actually.
Oh, cool.
What do we call that?
Wood metal.
Indeed.
We don't always play wood metal, but when we do,
it's woody.
We're on the town. I was gonna say we're on the town with Mikey D, but okay.
Woodall.
All these events that we're talking about are also nicely curated on both our Facebook page and
DeadHarrison.com
as well.
Called out.
And she's not with us tonight, but our
now
manager, Eleanor, does a great job of keeping all that stuff.
Absolutely. I was going to make sure that we did not forget our fabulous manager that does an awesome job on getting us out
there. Yeah, you can't forget your manager.
No, no. Yeah. We would be
I almost forgot our manager, but these guys just reminded me, so... Crisis of
Voters. Last but not least.
All right, yeah, so let's remind people of the Jungle Show, and then I'll play a song that you guys probably have heard.
Cool.
Excellent.
Yeah, so the Jungle Show.
March 31st.
March.
May 31st.
back
I went
in
back
time.
In time.
February 31st. And it's at the Jungle, which everybody is going to, that's going to be their new favorite
Welcome
place.
Welcome to the Jungle!
It's from the bottom of Beale and Illusions End playing with us. So another good friends band playing with us, too. So.
All right. Thanks a lot, Dead Harrison. Thanks a lot for the set. And thanks for the philosophical conversation.
Absolutely. Thanks for having us.
Thank you, sir. Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you.
I'm falling. lift off and go my way. And for all the work we did, you go and call. And easy down comes the boiling wall. You're not a bad man, you're not a bad man, I'm not a bad woman. You're not a bad man, you're not a bad man, I'm not a bad woman. Happy with somebody else, I'll sing this ever.